On today's show, it's huge, it's ginormous, it's massive. Belly is here, he's driving the train today because I have a fever. Doesn't matter, you probably wouldn't know if I didn't tell you because when the lights turn on, we turn on. But we've got a lot to talk to you about today. Belly has come up with the 9 most egregious NCAA violations you've ever heard. Literally, you got to hear what happened to this kid in Kentucky. He is suspended for playing soccer with the Foo Fighters in a pickup game. We're going off. Are you kidding me? Belly's fired up. It's just us two and, of course, you in the social media lounge. So, strap it on. It's Looch Dog in the morning. Folks, let's do the damn thing. God bless America. Football is back. Belly's pumped up. Belly, dude, you are just such a football fan. You want to talk sports today? We might do a little sports. I mean, he runs a Soapbox Sports website, folks, with Jack LaBelle. He will be joining us. Hopefully we can get Jack on here. Maybe we can get Jack in today. That'd be fun. All right, let's see if you can make that happen by the scene. Let me shoot him a little message, see if we can get a second or third segment call-in. That would be amazing. And, of course, we are ready to hang out with you guys. But, yeah, guys, how are you? Welcome to the show. I am hurting. Like, I'll tell you what, man. Like, you know when you wake up in the middle of the night and you have to pee or you just got to go wherever? And you're just cold. You got the shivers. That's the worst. Yeah, but not when you're sick. Sick cold is no good. Like, you know what I'm talking about when you have a fever and you have the shivers and you just, like, have to use the bathroom? Do you know what I'm talking about? Or have you never been through this? Belly?
I guess I know what you're talking about, but it lasts very short periods of time in my life where I don't think about it at all.
Well, it does, but let's just sink into that moment where you are getting the shivers. You have a little bit of a fever. I had 99.6 this morning, so, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. But I would say, that for what... Belly, when I was waking up in the middle of the night, I couldn't find my robe. Like, I tend to have some piles of clothes around my room, and I didn't know where the robe was, and I sleep naked. Do you?
No.
You don't sleep naked. What do you? How do you know I sleep naked? You don't come in my room.
You said it out loud. You're like, don't come down here.
It's so true. Belly has a spot that he's not allowed to come past because I'm probably naked.
Every time I'm sitting in the living room in the middle of the night and you get up to use the restroom, I'm definitely knowing that you're just walking out naked.
What do you mean?
What I mean is every time you go out, you're naked.
It's because I'm on the third line.
There it is. Oh, boy, we had you all low. That's right, because we had Hot Mess Kim. I was like, why is he so low today? All right, so you're on three. Yeah, Belly, dude, I'm telling you, man, I was struggling, and I do sleep naked. What do you sleep in? I miss that.
I just sleep in underwear.
What? Tiny whiteies?
No. I have boxers.
Briefs? Briefs. I'll give him that because social media lounge, feel me out on this one. You can't have wrinkly, baggy, loose stuff that you're wearing in bed. I can't have like regular boxers on in bed. Because you know what I mean? Like you get all wrinkled up.
Well, it's the same reason I can't wear a t-shirt.
Same thing. Exactly the same thing. You wear a t-shirt in the pool though?
No.
I did forever. Dude, I was so fat as a kid.
I just stopped going to the pool. It wasn't about being fat. I started growing chest hair when I was 14 years old.
Same. Triangle.
Oh, that's so weird. I'm only hearing myself over here.
Sorry. Hairy Triangle Puss is what they called me.
What?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Hairy Triangle Puss. Because it looked like a vagina on my chest that was in the made out of hair. No, it was like pubes on my chest.
I was going full chest hair. It was all
you gross. Probably had the full trail at like age 15.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, I believe at 10, I started already getting my happy trail, so.
But I wore I definitely wore a shirt in the pool, and I definitely do not wear a shirt to bed.
No.
At all. I used to wear aqua socks in the pool, man. I was a repressed young man.
The only time I wear water shoes was when I was in the ocean.
I don't want to step on a crab.
No.
That was my whole thing. I still don't like that. However, to where I was at, what's the move? What's the move? Do you have, like, nobody plans on waking up in the middle of the night with a fever.
No.
I certainly didn't plan on that last night. It's like 98 degrees in the middle of the night. How hot is it right now?
Let's see.
Dude, it's so humid right now.
Well, it's supposed to be cooling down.
But Belly, how has it been this last week in D.C.? Like, tell the people.
It was, the temperature gauge said it was 89 degrees out. Real feel.
What time?
102.
Real feel 102. That means that is just like 20 degrees of or 11 degrees.
It's actually only 77 degrees outside right now.
You know, dude, it's gross.
But with a 76% humidity.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is I woke up in the middle of the night with a fever. And you know when you have a fever because you're cold for no reason. You have those shivers and you're like, oh, I know this feeling. What the fuck is this?
Man, let me tell you. If I'm cold at night, I'm sleeping like a rock.
Belly, it's not being comfortable cold. You know what I'm talking. Have you never had a fever before?
I guess not.
You've never had a fever where you've apparently had the chills.
No, I don't get. If I got the chills, I'm like, ooh, I like that.
Social media lounge, please yell at him.
I like it.
How do you
like
not know chills. What I'm talking about? The chills of being sick where you know it's like 80 degrees in your room. You're, for some reason, it's a normal day, but you are so cold.
No, I always, when I'm sweaty, it's because I'm hot, period.
So always. I go in really like I'm freezing and I did nothing, but I couldn't find my robe anywhere.
So a blanket, like a comforter?
I have a comforter. So what I did is I just took the comforter like a cape. And walked to the bathroom.
Oh. Did you hopefully didn't pee on your blanket?
No, I didn't pee on my blanket. I have good aim. But has anybody ever done that? Have you ever just wrapped yourself up in the comforter and walked around because you don't have a robe around? Do you robe it?
I mean, when I was solo, yeah.
I don't see you in a robe.
No. No. I just put clothes on.
How much is too much money for lingerie?
I don't know.
I'm going to take a hard left turn.
Never bought it.
For a woman.
Well, I guess no.
You're going to buy something for a woman.
Because I was young.
You're young? How old?
I mean, I was buying lingerie when I was like 18, 19, 20.
And also for your girlfriend?
For the girlfriend. Oh, yeah, that too. I just like the lace, the way the lace feels on my buttocks.
Good morning, Social Media Lounge. What are we serving in there today, Belly?
Today, it's straight black coffee to get everyone feeling good and right.
Darn right, got my magic robots right here. How much is too much for lingerie? Because I would like to pose that question. I have a friend who told me
lingerie was kind of a weird thing to buy.
Would you buy lingerie for a girlfriend? And how deep into the relationship do you have to be before you feel comfortable doing that? I want to bang.
It's like I want to see.
I
want to
bang. Yeah.
Let's step the game up.
So how do you feel about buying lingerie for your significant other? You personally.
Me personally, I always find it weird. I mean, you got to know all the stuff about their sizes, and it's a weird game too.
You got to ask cup size, or do you just guess?
Yeah.
And then if you guess too, like an inch too heavy, then you're calling them fat.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's a risky business, not just because of the risque wear.
So how much would you feel comfortable dropping on your girl's lingerie? You're in a loving relationship. It's been a while.
I mean, I'm sure I'd drop 100 plus on it if I was. You know, thinking about it.
If you're gonna drop it,
I'm gonna get something nice.
That's what the thing is. That's what I'm saying. I think if you in a relationship, if you're older than 21, you can't get the girl. What would be offensive? That's a good one. What would be offensive? What are the no-goes for lingerie purchasing for your significant other?
From the Social Media Lounge, lingerie is horrible to buy, though.
Why?
Not only is it expensive, it's impossible to find a fit.
Oh well, that's probably true.
Yeah,
it's like jeans for a guy.
And it's a thing you're going to spend money on that it's not going to get worn very often. In fact,
I don't know about your sex life.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. I prefer them naked.
I do too. I do too. No, that's a good point. Would you prefer lingerie or nothing at all?
So, I mean, I'm not against. See, for me, lingerie is obviously not for the woman, right?
Not true. Ask the Social Media Lounge that. Ask them that.
I think the visual effects of a lingerie, what it's really for, is the appeal to your partner.
I think you would be wrong. I thought that. I was talking to my friend last night, and we were talking about how a lot of guys think.
You can't be comfortable.
No, false. I don't think it is either, but nothing that a girl wears to look good is typically comfortable. Like,
yeah.
They don't like wearing wedges. They just look really good in them, right? It's not comfortable. However, I would say that I thought that I told this person I don't really care because they were asking me like what kind of lingerie like would I prefer like does a guy care?
No, I just prefer colors.
Colors are good. Do you have a color that you choose?
Red. I mean, come on.
Thank Thank you.
Everyone loves red.
Thank you.
Red is the color of passion, heat, emotion, fire. Get me on the red.
I think to women it's the color of a slut.
It's the devil. We love it. We want you to show up flashing smoke with your horns out with the red on because, boom, it means sin's about to happen.
If you have a comment, if you have a comment on this at all throughout the show, the phone lines are open today. It's just us two, so we would love some participation. 571-354-7338.
Red, obviously, is the
best. It's hot.
It's a hot color.
Black's good. Purple's good.
Purple's your...
Depends.
See, I'm not in on the... I don't think I'd be in on the purple.
I think it depends on skin tone.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right?
Agreed.
What about, like, nude color, like tan? Those thigh-high, tan thigh-highs, that's
hot. I'm all about the stocking
game. I'm all about the stocking game. Garters, any of that. Look, dude, I know a girl that I would like to, like, be in a relationship with. I would not want this on because it kind of is pretty ho-ho. But let me just throw this out there. You know what I'm talking about? Mainly adult film stars. I've never seen somebody in their actual life, like a normal, like, just regular person wear this. Yeah. The tats on the back of the thigh, like just a bow tie, like a thigh high tat, that's hot.
So from the Social Media Lounge, just a t-shirt, just an oversized t-shirt.
That's also
hot. Agreed.
Super hot.
Agreed.
I agree. But the question I wanted to get to is who is the lingerie for? Because I said to my friend, I don't really care what color it is or what it is because it's just the mentality that you or whoever got all dressed up like this. For me, that's a really awesome mentality. That's sexy as hell to me.
Exactly. You're doing it for me. I am all in.
They corrected me. Most of the time, it's for me, my friend said. They want to feel sexy.
Well, good. I'm telling you, you do.
Yeah, and I am full on agreeing with it. But Social Media Lounge, I'd like to put that on a poll. We can make a poll for that.
Interesting.
Girl dresses up in lingerie, who is it more for, the guy or herself?
I guess it depends on who buys it.
Right?
Because if we're buying it for them, hopefully it makes them feel sexy. But at the same time, we're buying it for them so we can see them in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's a little bit of a degrading there. If I'm saying, hey, baby, you'd look good in this. Like, I wouldn't, I don't know. Would you feel weird if a girl like...
Hands are a clown mask and like a cop. Oh, I have the sounds today.
Do you have them?
That's right.
I want to hear it. You deserve it for that. That was good. Are you on belly or which line are you on?
Let's see.
Are you on the belly line?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Where are you?
I'm everywhere. We'll get there eventually. Right.
So that's a good question that I would like to pose. Social Media Lounge, let me know what you guys think. Who is lingerie more for? Because I think that's a little bit like, ooh, hey, baby, you'd look good in this. And it's like, how would you feel? Let me ask you this. Let's flip the script. If you're dating.
There it is. Find it. Found it.
Let's flip the script here.
Oh, sorry.
What if a girl that you're dating, you've been dating for 3 months, we'll say, and she comes up to you and she says, baby, I got you something. And you're like, oh, okay. A sandwich? She's like, no.
A sandwich.
I guess most guys are hoping sandwich there.
Ooh, food?
Yeah. That I don't have to make? Amazing. No, what if she brings you a sailor's outfit and says, I think you would fucking look so good in this. Would you wear this for me tonight?
Yeah.
Are you feeling any at all degraded?
If she wants to spice it up, I'm in. Oh, no.
But do you feel any at all degraded by that? The same way as if we were saying, hey, baby, look, I bought you this lingerie. I think you'd look amazing in this. You want to wear it tonight? I'm wondering how that would be received.
I know. It's a very weird transition, for sure. Especially depending on the strength. Hopefully the strength of your relationship is strong enough where you can just come to each other with that kind of thing anytime you want. But otherwise, it can be a very weird exchange.
I don't know, man. I worry about that kind of stuff, like fantasies in the bedroom. It's very easy. I'm going to be burping a lot today.
Burp, burp, burp.
I'm struggling. I am, man.
There's gas in me.
It's very hard.
They call me the gas bag.
To bring up. On Friends, for example, the Princess Leia. Mm. That was a huge episode. Mm. Everybody wanted to see Princess. That doesn't do it for me. I wasn't into Star Wars. But how do you bring up with your significant other, man, I would love for you to dress up like a flight attendant. Does that, like, mean that you have a thing for flight attendants? Like, there's nothing there.
Except for the week before you asked her to dress up as a cowgirl, so.
But I should also, see, that to me is a sign of, this is going south. Like, if you need every week to dress up like something else, something's wrong there.
Unless unless you're doing it, I mean, if you're doing something together that you both enjoy, if it's a week-to-week thing where all of a sudden it becomes like a thing, you like...
Dress up day?
Yeah, it's like this week on...
Buddy, what's the movie that I'm thinking of where they go out in the beginning of the movie and they're on a date and they like you can tell that it's like a one-night stand, but then, and then they go out and he takes her home and he bangs her out like crazy, and then you like wake up and they're actually married. It's just a thing they did as a date to pretend that they were strangers and to pretend that they were on a one night stand.
It sounds like a commercial.
It's a movie. Does anybody in the social media lounge know what I'm talking about? Because that's a really funny movie. And I think, wow, what a hot way to go about a date. Pretend you don't know each other. Show up at a bar. She sits randomly somewhere.
You know you're going to meet at this bar, but...
You know you're going to meet there. You know you're going to take her home. But you're pretending that it's a first date. You're pretending that you're coming in from piloting a fighter pilot from Japan. Mm-hmm. You're only going to be there for a day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a fun little kind of game to play when you're playing with your significant other. It's
like, how do you
things.
Spice it up, you know?
Exactly. And people should be able to, people should be openly able to communicate with their partner when they're doing something like that, because it's one of those things that can really build the communication and get each other to learn more about each other.
If you want to feel more comfortable, if you want your girl or your significant other, whoever it is, to feel more comfortable around you and to, like, not only just, I feel bad saying, like, to give it up,
mm-hmm.
but, like, if you want your girl to be, or your significant other, to be rowdy in the bedroom, that comes from you. You've got to create, it's like karaoke. It's like what we do on the weekly One Wheel Challenges. You've got to foster an environment where you be you. I support you. No matter how much you suck at singing karaoke, right? I would love for my girl to be like, yeah, you want to try something new? I support you, even though you're absolutely terrible in the sack. Let's try it.
Yeah.
Let's try it. I'm not terrible in the sack.
No. But,
from the social media lounge.
I saw that commercial too. It was a small skit.
It's not a commercial. No, you guys, I love you. And I know that you're on Belly's side because he runs the train. You're wrong.
It's a commercial.
You're all wrong. How about that, dude? How about just quick 2 minutes? How about that post yesterday? Was that pretty cool?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Do you want to tell the people what we're talking about? That was awesome. That was like an aha. That was like a we made it moment.
For most of you, you already know we do a second show called The Voice of One Wheel at 11 a.m. every Tuesday. In that, there's a bunch of One Wheel community groups, and one of the things that happened was we basically. Someone made a post saying, oh, I just discovered this Voice of One Wheel podcast. Someone please tell me, where is the social media lounge? How do I get there?
Guys, it had us just tickling. Like, I sent it to Belly and I was like, look at this. And then like all of the comments below were like, oh, dude, that's the best part of watching the stream is to hang out with Belly and then everybody else together. And, you know, you can interact with the show. So I just thought it was really funny because we get that comment a lot. Where is the social media lounge? Like, you guys keep talking about it and all the food sounds delicious. How do I get in on that? It's fictitious.
The social media lounge is throwing out touchdowns over here.
So give it to them. They deserve it. Let them have one.
First, let's take relationship advice from two single dudes. Ha 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 ha. Yep. Touchdown.
Give it. It's really good. Hey, listen.
It's late. Touchdown!
We got to put that on the soundboard. That thing, it's way too on delay.
It's too laggy.
But yes, thank you very much, Social Media Lounge. That is correct. We are giving you all of the advice that you didn't ask for from somebody who's not in a relationship.
We're actually asking the question. We need to figure it out.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm asking you your opinion.
Please,
I need
God,
help.
God, help us.
Try to get laid. You guys are the best. We're just having some fun with you. Thank you for hanging out. We'll do the 9 most egregious violations from the NCAA. Seriously, guys, a Kentucky soccer player is suspended because he played a pickup game of soccer with the Foo Fighters. We'll do that next.